yeah. I got flame, you could call me Flavor Flame, yeah. I get paid, I be trapping every day, yeah. I got flame, you could serve me on a plane, yeah. I get paid, I be serving every day, yeah.
Season, she wanna stay and I'm the reason. I got some plates I need to make, so I'ma need you to make me a cake. If you wanna post, now I'm so high cause I'm at my lowest. I made a toast and never look back. I made a choice, now look where I'm at. Writing the music provided by being, I just be getting out what I put in. I just be serving after I'm served. Boy, you a pussy from what I done heard. I'm staying above by staying alert. Grew up in church, still doing dirt, still moving work, still with the shits, still got the spell right by the stick.
I'm still bumping cheese in the car with them friends.
You can call me Flavor Flame, yeah. I get paid, I be trapping every day, yeah. I got flame.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. Got some of the homies in the building, the usual suspect. Ebony, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just happy to be in the building for another season.
Yes, this is season 7, wrapping it up. How you been? Appreciate you coming back, and you brought a special guest with you.
I did. I brought my homegirl, Charisse.
Charisse, what up?
I'm here.
What's going on?
So excited to be here.
Really?
Really am.
I appreciate you pulling up, man.
Thank you.
How y'all been? Everything good?
Yes. Heard your podcast, fell in love, and was like, so you caught me to be in. Well, it said, could be on the podcast. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Love it.
I definitely had to have you on it. I love your page. What's your page? You want to plug your page, or is that private? Is that
no, it's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Black Ephemera. Mm-hmm. And Ephemera is E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A. So, yeah.
Ebb, you want to plug your page, or you...
Oh, yeah, my DM's still dry. at ESF79.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be talking about conspicuous consumption. Mm. What is that?
That is when people buy things mm-hmm. to make themselves appear to have access to a certain level of privilege or wealth. That's not the Webster's definition. We got faded in pre-production, so I don't know what Webster say.
Webster says, or I googled and it says, conspicuous consumption is the act of displaying ostentatious wealth to gain status and reputation in society.
Oh, clout.
Yeah, basically.
And political word for clout. I mean, right. the correct political correct word for clout.
And I think that was made that term was coined by Thorstein Veblen. Mm. He had a book called The Theory of Leisure Class.
That's a good book.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
I'm going to have to check it out, too.
Yeah. So what would be some examples of that?
Motherfuckers hanging out at art museums.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers buying Louis bags.
Yeah.
Shit, motherfuckers buying everything.
Yeah. Like, for example, like I think also what they were saying was like the actual worth of it is not what the use of it is.
Correct. Like, not attainable. So I'm buying outside of my class, mm-hmm. outside of my budget. So I'm buying it to say that even though we all in the same, you know, little pool together, yeah. I'm gonna flex on you a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go buy this thing that people like us shouldn't be able to have.
And also what I'm saying too is it's not worth, like, for instance, a motherfucker buy a Lamborghini, right? That motherfucker goes 350 miles an hour, right? But you're never going to use that.
Yeah, it's dumb shit.
You're going to be on 85 South going 75 miles per
like
hour.
Like all the rest of us.
Yeah, so it's not worth what you're paying for, technically.
Technically.
And not getting it for what it's made for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bingo.
So, yeah, but there's some people who are really about that life. Some people want to take it somewhere, yeah, and they're going to hit the 350 in it.
For sure.
That's a different person.
But we're talking about the actual, because
we're
the
talking about the
of
conspicuous
people,
consumer.
Exactly.
Who is not going to go 350. Your ass going to go 75.
Because it's more like a signal that you're sending off. It's like, oh, I have it. It's like I'm wealthy. Like,
it's like niggas popping bottles in the club. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can curse. Okay, you can say.
It's like popping bottles in the club. It's like wearing jewelry.
But mm-hmm. the derivative is slavery, of course.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And the fact of not having anything. So
we never had shit.
Yeah. So,
we want to be able to say we own the same level as our oppressor. I think it's equivalent to you call somebody and they just move. Mm. And you say, boy, where you stay? Well, I'm out here with the white folk.
Yeah.
I'm the only black on the street. You know, it's like, that's a luxury. And it's like,
that's really rooted in,
it's not, you know. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. But
I want black neighbors. I want somebody that's going to call me when some shit go down. The white people are not going to call you.
That's the brainwashing.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff is definitely rooted in, it's basically trying to just show off that you have it. And a lot of times, from what they say, is usually conspicuous consumption is used by people who really most of the time don't have it.
Mm-hmm. I never got it.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm always spending money I don't have.
Yeah. But and because a lot of times people are like, well, shit, rich people be having it too. But it's like a lot of times they don't pay for the shit that.
No, rich people get all the free shit. Exactly. Make me so mad.
They do.
Yeah.
And they live off their interest. They don't use their money.
A lot of that should be tax write-offs too. Mm-hmm. Like they probably
got to spend it.
Exactly. So, and that's the key thing. Like a lot of times the rich do it and they getting it for free, but we sit there and pay for it. Top mm-hmm. dollar shit too.
Mm-hmm. Saving.
Yeah. Everything we have, we throw
finessing,
it in.
Scamming, everything.
Well, because we really wasn't taught the value of things. I feel, and I feel like we the one or two first generations that were able to even flex, because our parents or our parents' parents, survival was everything.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't, you know, that's what Sunday's Best is a derivative from slavery, because it was the flex of the slave owner being able to afford not only their clothes, but they can dress their slaves on Easter Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Sunday's Best. That's some slavery shit.
That's Sunday's Best.
So I always heard the term, but I never knew where it came from.
That's where it came from, because the slave, that shows your wealth. Like, I can even dress my slave in a flex clothes on
Sunday.
That's
some pimping shit.
Yeah. It is. And so we kept on to it. And that's why Easter Sunday,
that's
what they did. And then we kept that on.
I just learned something new. I definitely didn't know that that's where it came from.
I always learn something with Sharice.
Yeah, because in pre-production, listen, we've been talking for about 2 hours. We've been here 2 hours drinking and talking. So if you hear us slur some words or say some crazy shit, believe me, we've been drinking all
right. Yeah, we have.
It's called Mez Drinks and Chill for a reason.
Okay.
So educate the people a little bit. What is ephemera?
Ephemera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so ephemera is anything that was meant for the time and is now collected. So example would be stamps. Well, not necessarily coins, but stamps, letters, magazines. Like that was for January 1973. So it was expected to be for that month, but now collected.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you collect a lot of that stuff?
Yes. I am an avid black ephemera collection. So dolls, clothes,
magazines,
newspapers, like anything from... Anything old.
Your collection of Jet magazines you were talking about in pre-production is crazy. And Ebony, excuse me.
It's crazy. Yeah, especially the 70s. I love the 70s time period, because I have 60s and 50s magazines, but when you look in them, and I bring some for you to see, it's kind of rooted in misogyny and colorism. Like you see all the light-skinned ladies, where you see like the perm hair or the dresses below the knees. But 70s, fuck it. You see it.
Bush.
Yeah.
right.
Hank Aaron just passed on yesterday or today, I believe. And even his cover was him and his lady was on the cover with yellow turtlenecks and afros.
Yeah.
So it was like, fuck it. So I love the 70s because it really showed liberation.
Yeah. The 70s was black as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
And I fuck with it.
And that's a lot of that stuff is worth a lot of money now.
It is. It is worth a ticket. You know what? Honestly, BET Soul Train Awards, they hired somebody to do like their packaging.
Yeah.
And so in every little, like, you know, the stuff they send to celebrities, they had a vintage Ebony or Jet in the packaging. And I'm thinking they got it from eBay.
Yeah.
Because I just kind of, every now and then I check my magazine prices on eBay just to see.
Yeah.
It went from like affordable to now like, you're going to spend like $100 on a magazine.
Do you know how many magazines you have?
Damn. Over 200.
Really?
You got duplicates?
Yes, a lot of duplicates.
Oh, really?
I gift some duplicates.
That's dope.
I have some originals.
Yeah, because you said something about birthday. What was it?
Yeah, so on my website, I do like birthday ebonies.
What's your website?
For now, it's Blackstalgia Zine. So Blackstalgia zines.com. Like Black Estalgia jeans. And so people send a birthday, month, and year. And then I search either the Ebony or Jet and then send it to you. Your birthday month. So some people either get a print or I have access to only giving them a print or the actual magazine. But it's cool to know like what was going on in black culture in the month you were born.
Exactly.
Cicely Tyson on the cover for my year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite cover? Or do you have one favorite, or like top two, three, four? Like
top two. Like I was saying earlier, the Nichelle Nichols, because it's so boss. I mean, it was like Star Trek. Come on, black woman. So I love that. And the Tina Turner. Ike and Tina Turner.
Those are definitely two iconic figures.
Iconic. So, you know, I love Johnson Publishing and everything. So, little background, just real fast. If you look at Life magazine, the logo with the red and white and the size of the magazine is identical to Ebony. It was the red and white. So,
they stole and ran off on the plug.
John Johnson felt like he seen Life and it wasn't covering a lot. Well, Gordon Parks, he was the photographer that covered Life magazine, the black stories, but it was mostly struggle. So John Johnson felt like, no, we have celebrities. Yeah. Like, we have
luxury. We got shit going on.
We got motherfuckers driving Rolls Royces.
Yeah, we felt too.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
Basically. So basically, Ebony magazine became the Black Life magazine.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the size is identical and the logo is identical.
Yeah, I never even put two and two together.
Who knew that?
Exactly. I definitely didn't.
This is the difference between a conspicuous consumer and a like really art type girl.
I drank to that.
Definitely. What cheers to that.
A like art type girl.
I like art type girl.
That's definitely his best album. I don't know. I know
for sure. No. And then the George Kondo cover art.
George Kondo?
Educate us. I don't know nothing about it. I ain't even finna fake.
I know he mentions that name.
George Kondo, Jay-Z mentions George Kondo in Picasso Baby.
Right.
I just want a Kondo and Kondos and my missus. Yeah. So anyway,
exactly.
George Kondo is an American artist. And he did the cover art for My Twisted Dark Fantasy.
Really?
And then Kanye flexed and got him to paint a Birkin.
For Kim. That's the Birkin that look crazy.
Yes, it is. And it's like distorted faces or like, you know, just it's human bodies with like monster type faces on there.
Yeah.
Dope ass artist. But yeah.
The ultimate conspicuous consumption.
Listen.
Damn, that's crazy.
She's a conspicuous
consumer.
She's that.
Kanye is the real deal.
Yeah.
He got a girl that's not.
She don't know shit.
She don't know shit. But she know this, like, I'm flexing. But exactly. She don't really know
she
the,
know
the
it's
meaning.
Dope, but
of,
she don't know the
she
meaning.
She don't
of
fucking
it.
Know what she got on her arm. Yeah. She don't know.
She has no idea.
No.
Does that make y'all feel some type of way? Like, if you, because you really fuck with it. So do you look at her like a certain type of way for that? Or do you just be like, it is what it is?
I don't feel like she try to, like, flex with it. I don't feel like she trying to flex with it. So I wouldn't say I feel a way. It's only the people that I'm like, stop. Yeah. You know, like the Basquiat people. That's all I'm into art. I love Basquiat. I'm just like, what?
Yeah. Like that's all you know.
Yeah, like all I just like, yeah. That's how you know.
Right.
Like, and then so I did a breakdown on my Instagram one time of Jay-Z's Picasso Baby lyrics. Mm-hmm. So That's my bitch. When he say call Larry Gagosian, you deserve Mosey. Like I'm like, do you understand? Like he housed Basquiat in his California home when he was dating Madonna.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm like, I love Jay-Z because if you know, you know.
Yeah.
So for him name dropping like call Larry Gagosian, like as if that's in his black book.
Yeah.
That's a flex because he is art. Yeah. He's like, and he just and. This on time news this week, he named the first black art curator of his gallery.
And see, those names, all them names that you've said, I remember them because I know Jay-Z lyrics, but I never knew who was who. My bad, did my kicker?
He's that guy.
That's the difference, though, between a conspicuous consumer and somebody who really know their shit. Like people just like, they repeating Jay-Z lyrics,
regurgitating.
They don't know what, regurgitating shit, or you know, I want to take pictures in museums, or I was here, I was there, I went to Paris, I was in the Louvre. But for what? Do you really know what the fuck you're doing?
Exactly. Or Jeff Koons balloons, I just want to blow up. Exactly. And it's like the richest living artist of American artists.
Yeah. That's on Picasso Baby. He mentions
Picasso
that name.
Baby, yeah.
That's crazy. I just learned a lot. Just within this last couple minutes that we intro, I learned a whole bunch.
My mind gets blown every time.
Every time.
Like, and I'd be knowing some random shit, but I don't know that much.
And don't
I don't know nothing about art.
I don't want you to think like this is dope to me. Like sometimes if I'm just quiet, it's because I'm listening.
Okay.
It ain't. Yeah, but
what do you do when you get around somebody that's like fronting, like they know art and shit? Like, can you, like, how do you, like, handle that? What is it like?
I listen.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, yeah. I honestly get a kick out of it in a sick way. And I might throw a question or two out there to fuck them up just to be like,
Yeah. Because you get to know where they at really with it.
Yeah, I do.
But because,
like, my tattoos. Uh-huh. Check them out. It's Keith Haring.
Keith Haring. I see that, yeah. But so, I grew up in the Bronx, so I saw that on Subways. Yeah, I grew up in
the real thing?
No, well, I'm not sure if it's the real thing.
It's
but
the real thing?
Probably. We would see them, yeah, like literally on because he used to.
He was a graffiti artist,
right? Yeah, exactly. Those are dope. Like, I saw those images my whole life growing up. Keith Haring, yeah. As soon as you didn't even have to say, I would have told you who that was.
So when people say, oh, I love art and all these things, and I just hit them with the.
And they'll say nothing.
What's that? Like, you know, all right, you know, keep
pull up and what's that?
Like, everybody has access to his licenses. Like, this shit is sold in Target. Like, I
even
Target
even
sweaters.
Adobe. Yeah. Keith Haring is a
everything
is a font in Adobe and shit. Now.
I don't know who is in control of this man's trust or because
he died
licenses.
In like the '90s or something. Right?
Yes, but I'm like, it's too washed up. I don't know if they're making the value go down or what.
Like, I grew up seeing that image, so I would have told you that because. I've seen documentaries.
Somebody has asked me, like, if this is a dead body chalk outline.
No.
I'm like, what?
What?
I kind of regret these because so much I got to talk about. And people are like, what's that? That's like, oh, it's Keith Haring. Well, I don't know. You ever heard of Basquiat? No. You ever heard of graffiti? Okay, well, he's a famous graffiti artist during
but
Studio 54 time.
Was huge in the Bronx because, you know, that's where hip-hop started. And that's one of the major keys of hip-hop.
Yes,
so,
right.
Yeah, I grew up seeing that. So damn, definitely cool. Google it because I'm that type of person. Like, if I see something over and over again, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely, that's dope.
Even think of Charlotte culture. Studio 74, they try to make a version of Studio 54.
Oh, yeah. That and was on Independence. That
I used to go
there.
I had some good nights in there.
People never knew. People didn't know, like, the significance of
Studio 54. Yeah. That's where a lot of shit happened.
That's the era.
Yeah. That was cocaine capital over there.
And AIDS.
Yeah.
Disco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was big over there. Was that 70s, right?
Yeah.
Man, the 70s was lit, period.
Grace Jones, Basquiat, like all the things. They said that Basquiat and Keith Haring was in a restaurant one time, and they just started drawing on plates and napkins, giving it to motherfuckers. Some people was looking at them like, ugh. Can you imagine how much that's worth right now?
God damn.
Giving it to people.
That's crazy.
Ain't it?
Yeah. But a lot of that stuff, like you said, like with those magazines that you have at the time, they probably weren't thinking nothing of it. But later on in the future, it's like, damn.
No one knew that would be. Like now.
It's like selling your grandma's house. Don't do it.
We said about the.
Bingo.
I got a sweater coming out this week to say that. Embroidered. Say, do not sell your grandma's house.
Stop selling grandma's
house.
That's dope. Yeah.
No, but seriously. And that's why I will explain to you about the Essence magazine, about the Lorna Simpson cover, is because even now. Us with COVID, we're living in the fucking air. And even when we just watched the Virgil fashion show with Saul Williams, we are in the height of a renaissance, like they did in Harlem with Baldwin.
The black renaissance is going on again.
We are in a renaissance right now. So all the ephemera you could collect, whether it's magazine covers. I know when COVID started, I got a couple newspapers and stuff when stuff was closing down. Get that shit and hold on to it. Because this will be over one day. And our kids need...
30 years from now, 40 years from now.
They need that real history, that real documentation. Not whitewash. We need the real shit that was happening right
at
now.
At the time, yeah.
Because later on in the future... need to take pictures with people with masks on.
Mm.
This is history. We're really living it.
Because you know they're going to rewrite it in 30 years.
Of course.
The way they want it.
Exactly.
So
they're going to make it seem like it wasn't that big of a deal or something. They're just going to put their touch to it, which is going to fuck it up. Yeah.
I have a problem with just clout consuming in general. Like, there's some things that I like. Like, okay, so I like... clothes, but I'm not necessarily in a fashion, and I would never fake like I'm in a fashion. Like, I can't tell you who ran what house or what time, but I can tell you that this is inspired by Phoebe Philo Celine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can tell Phoebe Philo Celine is the best Celine.
Yeah,
the best Celine.
They're what?
I mean, I like what Heidi's doing with Celine, but that's another question.
He is disgusting.
He said he's giving the people what they want, though. If you read the article,
but
that's
not. But
that's
not what it's about.
That's true.
That's true.
But so like. I can tell you.
Oh, she take it serious.
Yeah. I can't. So we could do this all day. Yeah. So like, I'm obsessed with fashion, but not because I'm obsessed with fashion because we went through this. I'm actually obsessed with textiles.
Oh, really?
The fabric, the feel and the touch and the drape of things. Mm-hmm. I don't really give a shit who made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's different from somebody who really understands the history of fashion and how it repeats itself and all of the, what they call references. Everything we do, nothing is new. Okay, let's be clear. Nothing. Everything is a reference. Mm-hmm. But it just bothers me that people like to consume because they have money to say that I have the ability or the access to this. Yo, money don't make you
fashionable or stylish
or cool or none of that. You a cornball. You just a cornball with a shitload of money. Exactly. Like, let's be clear.
A thousand bales of corn.
Yes, a thousand bales of corn.
A million bales of corn. Right.
A million bales of corn.
Money don't buy style. Basically.
No, it don't.
Yeah.
Like, people talk about the Birkin conversation. No one even knows the name after Jane Birkin.
No,
it was commissioned for her. No one knows Coco Chanel. They call her Coco because she snort cocaine.
Yeah, so like none of that. Really? Coco, yeah,
because she had extravagant parties with cocaine. They don't know the Chanel bag, that whole bag, because when she was in an orphanage, so the chain was, it reminded her of the guards that was in the orphanage, or the secret love letter pockets, that beginning, that pocket in the double flap.
Yeah.
They don't know that it was
talk for your shit. Please keep going.
They just don't
want to have a Chanel bag because they know you go on a website, you can't see how much the bag is.
Cloudy. But they don't know why the meaning behind her invention. They love art, but they don't know about Peggy Guggenheim, that Jackson Pollock, all
they know about the Guggenheim is that Swiss Beatz said in a rap that Alicia Keys threw him a party. Party at the Guggenheim.
They don't know Peggy Guggenheim is the niece of the Guggenheim, is the biggest female art collector ever, funded all these niggas. Like, they so rich, her dad died on Titanic.
What?
Peggy Guggenheim. Her dad died on Titanic. And so she paid for housing. Jackson Pollock, first of all, one of his paintings, you are probably seen the splatter, look like a bunch of paint splatter.
Go
for $165 million at Christie's easily. And so she funded their life, basically. And Mark Rothko with the three different colors.
Yeah.
$75 million. But she paid for them to live just so they can create. Her money was long.
Real long. Long dick. Say it with me.
Yeah. She curated the first women's art show where it was Frida Kahlo and it was, oh my God, I was just thinking about this earlier, the lady with the flowers. I don't know. But anyways, the only first women's art show. And had that's Frida crazy. There.
But that's like the handful. It's like Frida, Basquiat. What's the fake, if you fake deep into art?
If you fake deep into art.
Fake deep into art.
It's Basquiat.
Frida. It's definitely Frida.
Yeah, it's definitely Frida. Frida. It's definitely Frida.
What's
Damn,
the third
what else
one?
Do they say? Definitely
Coons.
Coons and Kehinde Wiley. Because he did Obama's painting. So now it's Kehinde Wiley.
There's another one too that everybody's been talking about. He did the painting and he ripped the painting when they bought it.
Banksy.
He has a lot of dope shit though.
I would even say that's newer.
It's contemporary. Yes. But I mean, he's really an activist. I want to know who the motherfucker is. As much as I love art, no one knows who the fuck. But my thing is, how did he make money?
But how do you not know who
he
is?
He already got it.
Because he does paintings too. Like just
No. But the thing about his stuff, he does it in public.
That's what I'm saying.
People would cut. So he did it on the side of somebody's store one time.
Exactly.
They paid the motherfucker $130,000 to cut off the brick and replace their brick. Because they knew, and they sell it in galleries, and that's not what he wanted his art to be for public viewing.
Yeah,
the Wasteland,
everything. I went to a Banksy exhibition in Miami on some bullshit. I literally stand in Miami. My homegirls went down there, but I don't do parties and shit. So I was like, y'all can do your own thing, no judgment.
Yeah.
And I seen like a truck say Banksy exhibition. Got the first fucking Uber down there 2 years ago. I'm so happy. Let me show you the picture of me and all my balloons, but go ahead.
Yeah, but that's crazy. That's how I don't understand how nobody knows who he is, because he literally be in plain sight. He hides in plain sight.
No, I think he has a team, because the where he puts stuff, like he create, like when he do the mounts and shit like that, he already have a stencil. He going to spray paint it. He has a team.
Because he does
actual installments. So in New York, one time he had it, you know, when they have like shit that's up for construction and they have the plastic and stuff up.
Yeah.
He did a whole installment or on a truck one time.
Because I think he went to Queens one time and the
picture that they auctioned at Christie's or Sotheby's and then it ripped.
Yeah. Because somebody paid some crazy money about it.
Exactly.
It made it worth even more. It's just wild, but like that's still conspicuous consumption though. Like people are just dying to people are dying to possess the soul of things.
Yeah.
But, and especially the soul of black people.
But, you know, I'm honestly not against it if it leads you down a rabbit hole. Like, say you first started on some clout shit.
Yeah.
But then you get the digging and you get really into it.
Because, see,
that's like, different, though. Like, but some people never get into it. Like, I don't have a problem with if you get into it. My problem is I'm sitting there and I'm looking at you and I'm like,
I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at you and I'm like, all right, you got some change. All right, you got the kind of money to fold. It don't make noise. But God damn, you don't know nothing.
Yeah, you the type of nigga that'll choose North Face over Canada Goose.
Yeah, because you don't know no better.
Exactly.
Because the North Face ring bells.
Montclair, all them.
Yeah. You won't even buy Canada Goose.
Basically like a hype beast, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically a hype beast. You just buy the trendy shit.
Yeah, because I like shit, and sometimes I'll be like, God, that's some hype beast shit. They're killing it for me. Like, certain shit like that I like. It's like, God damn, you're killing it for me.
But where do those people end up? Do they end up finding a niche? Like, are people like that finding their way? Or they just like being on trend?
I think it's a little bit... I don't really care. What I don't care for is... My issue is people using it as a means to talk down on other people.
You
like, you motherfuckers don't have the access.
That's the type
that's
of
what I can't
conspicuous.
Handle. That's a conspicuous consumer. Exactly. I can't handle that. Like, oh, you ain't got these.
Yeah.
You can't get access
to
what
Kanye
this.
Say on When It All Falls Down, he say, just to say you ain't nigga.
Oh, yeah.
you ain't up on this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's the insecurity in it.
If you're doing it just for that purpose.
Yeah, I'm like, are you serious? Like, because, like, I really could probably... I can't pull your car, but I could call some motherfuckers who could pull your car
right.
real quick.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't got the keys to the castle, but I know
but
some people's
some
got the keys to the castle.
In that. Like, I feel like somebody do that. It's some insecurity in them.
I mean, even in that song, All Falls Down, he says that. He's like, I can't go to the grocery store
without
some
shirt
that's
with
clean
a
or a team.
A shirt with a team.
Yeah.
Prettiest people do the ugliest
clean.
Things.
Yeah, exactly. For the road to
riches and diamond rings.
But he also said... La la.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Wait till I
get my money right.
You can't tell me nothing. Yeah.
But it's just interesting the way. Listen, at the end of the day, capitalism gonna cap. You know, I say
always.
It all the time.
Always.
And it's all made to sell us something. I just wish people would learn to understand why they love what they love. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't understand. I thought I liked clothes.
Yeah.
It's not that. I love textiles and fabric. I don't give a shit about clothes. I don't care who made them.
Right.
I don't care whose labels on the inside. Mm-hmm. I care about construction, tailoring, and the makeup of the fabric.
Yeah.
That's what I care about.
Listen,
but I had to learn that.
I got a pair of H&M jeans. I hate to even plug them because they're not paying shit. But the way they fit, the way they lay.
You love them.
The drape. That's what that's called.
Well,
drape.
You need to make sure you go to a tailor to get the pattern so that you can get some custom jeans made and they'll make them exactly like
same
that.
Way.
Really?
Any fucking fabric, they'll make them exactly like
and
that.
And that's crazy because like I'm tall. So a lot of times you go to a store and they might have the width but not the height. Or then the opposite. They might have the height but not the width. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, so I might need to start getting my shit tailored.
No,
tailor your clothes.
Immediately go get a pattern made.
Yeah.
And that's your pattern. And any type of fabric you find, I want some pants made. Just
tailoring.
I want to feel
like this. Tailoring is the best $7 to $30
like,
you could ever spend. Like,
ever.
If you buy something and you don't, you love it, but you don't like it, take it to a tailor.
Mm-hmm.
Take it
You'll
to a tailor.
You'll love it.
Best really? Money you ever spent.
Yeah, that's why I love thrifting. It doesn't matter. I don't. If I buy something three sizes too big, I don't care. If I let if it's from, I can't get it, I just take it to a tailor.
Wow, that's crazy. That never crosses my mind.
$7 for the garment, even $60 for the tailoring don't matter. If then that motherfucker end up
it's
feeling
made
like
it fits you.
Me, custom.
Like, no bullshit. I've had those jeans for like 2 years and nothing. Like, the color didn't dye. They fit the same. Like, no matter how many times you wash them, I'm like, yo, it's hard for. I'm sure a lot of niggas is. I'm 6'4", so it's hard to find certain shit that just fits perfect. So.
You just need a pattern.
Yeah,
tailoring is important. I remember, like, growing up, when it would be time to, like, need something for a program in school, and I would wait till the last minute to tell my mom. She'd be like, lay your ass down. And she would cut, like, old school, pattern.
Really?
Yeah, she would sew whatever. So that's why I'm obsessed with, like, fabric and things fitting exact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need all my shit to fit exact.
That's why I start sewing.
Oh, you sew, too?
Mm-hmm.
Do
what
it
don't
all.
You? I was about to say what.
Bullshit.
It's probably easier to,
don't be bullshit.
Bullshit.
That was my next question. Like, what don't you do?
I learned,
bullshit.
Like you said about you realize you didn't like fashion, you like fabric. Textile. I realized when I start sewing, I thought I loved fashion too, but I realized, no, I just love the process of things. Mm. And that's why I probably love the history, and I can tell you about Chanel and all the things because I love the backstory. So I want to, if I see something, I want to know how it's done. Or if I want to know if somebody makes something like the Birkin, I want to know why is it named Birkin. It's named after Jane Birkin.
Yeah, the Kelly bag is the bag though for me. That's
Kelly.
The Kelly. Yeah. If it had to be an Hermes bag, it would be a Kelly.
So it has the name brand. Then they have like sub.
So within the name brand, there are bags, and the bags are named after women. The Kelly is named after Grace Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So it could be like Nike, and then they have like. LeBron's,
Jordan's. Same thing. Okay. Jordan's, Jordan 1's. Yeah. Kelly is the Jordan 1's of the situation.
Kanye say he's the Hermes of Versus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it lets you know, you know where.
Oh, you know your lyrics too. That's crazy. Because I fuck with Kanye heavy.
Listen. I don't want to get off subject, but this goes into it.
Yeah.
Name a motherfucker more productive than Kanye. Beyonce, it can't even do what Kanye done.
No.
She did House of Darion. It's in City Trends.
Yeah. Kanye, it is in City Trends.
And she has to gift shit in order for motherfuckers to buy it. Kanye West did a collaboration with Giuseppe, the Cruel Summers, did a heel with fucking pearls, and named
the heel with the shells. With shells.
That's what I'm talking about. And named it Cruel Summer, and did a album, Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
So, and it was a Cruel Summer. Sold out. The nigga with the Nike did a shoe. They said, it's because it's a collaboration. That nigga said, fuck y'all. Did the same shit with
Adidas.
Did numbers with Louis.
So when people
broke Lucas. He broke records.
Yeah. When people say it's his ego, but you got to understand, we talk about a man who believed in himself so much that he's never been stopped. Even when he took a mic out of white woman's hand, he still rose to the top. So how do you stop a motherfucker who's never been sat down? He believed in himself so much that he's the most productive motherfucker we know. Who has done more than him? Production. Think about his Jay-Z's production after Black Album, after Kanye got involved.
Blueprint is one of my top three albums of all time, and I always credit it to Kanye.
People never want to give Kanye credit, and you probably going to get some motherfucking long-ass DMs about Kanye and shit. But listen, Kanye is Kanye. Kanye is an enigma. Just leave it at that.
But even with the Kim situation, people are like, he chose him. I said, with the
MAGA. You should stay with Amber.
Sticking
to it.
But I get what you're saying. But even with the MAGA hat, Kanye in his mind believed that he could take anything and turn it into something better. He fucked up with politics. He didn't realize that politics
was
different.
That's where he lost me.
But in his mind, he had good intentions. He's like, we can make this another meaning.
That's not how this shit
works. The word nigga, he figured out he could do that with MAGA, but it didn't work. But with Kim, she was a throwaway to everybody. Jay-Z, Ray J, nut rack. But like that nigga said in his song, I bet me and Ray J would be friends if we ain't love the same bitch. Yeah, he might have hit it first, but the only problem is I'm rich. That nigga love the flex. Yeah, what you thought you would put her down is I'm gonna get her the six rows up from you in the Grammys, nigga. You can't even be in her space no more. Yeah. So I think it's not even her. It was the fact that he knows
it's
and believed in himself
it's
so
the flex.
Much that it, if he's associated with it, it's
she's
gonna be
muse.
Gold.
She's a muse.
He is. That's
she's
why when he came in her house and she was wearing all them clothes from Dash and he threw this shit away. And she would never got
he
a Vogue
her clothes.
Cover.
Whenever
she would
he
have never
clothes.
Got a Vogue cover without the man.
I believe that.
She's trash without Kanye.
Period. We know that. She was wearing blazers and jeans. This nigga got her.
Ball man. She was a ball man, bitch.
Ball man, yes. And now he got her a vintage Jean Paul Gaultier.
Yeah.
She would never. She would have never. Yo. She would have.
She knows
never.
That though. She knows that.
She knows
and so,
that.
So like even him with architecture and the things he's in now, it's undeniable. Even think about Jay-Z. He's the GOAT. He is. Jay-Z, because I have to have this argument with people. Jay-Z with the Watch the Throne. He wouldn't have done it. I mean, now he did it with
Oh yeah, Jay Electronica.
Yeah.
And that shit wasn't all right.
But I feel like it was some shit like Jay Electronica said, nigga, I dropped the album if you want it. And Jay-Z called him out on his bluff. Like, okay, nigga, I'm on it. What's up?
Exactly.
And so he had to do it.
Yeah.
But I feel like Watch the Throne, the production level, everything, listen.
Classic album.
Greatest artist since Prince.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
And people give him hell like, oh, he didn't write his shit. I'm like, bro.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Beyonce ain't writing her shit. Ain't nobody ain't saying
that. But it's a taboo in hip hop. That's the only reason.
Why though?
I mean, because the art of
nobody's writing their rhymes.
Did y'all know that Kanye sketches and do paintings?
No, I didn't know that.
Let me show you real. Keep talking.
Yeah, but I it's because of the taboo.
George Bush ain't want to be president. He should have been a painter. I got a whole book of George Bush's paintings. You laughing? I'm dead serious. Called
Senior or
Portraits. Junior, Portraits of Courage. George Bush Jr., Lil Bush, should have been a painter. Lil Bush should have been a painter. Lil Bush is a hell of a painter.
Really?
Yeah, no bullshit.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Like, wow. He ain't want to be no damn president.
So, but here's the thing. Kanye West had motherfuckers talking about him and while wearing Yeezys.
They still be wearing his shoes. Conspicuous consumption.
Consumption, yeah.
But like, it's just crazy because people don't even realize what they are doing.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between conspicuous consumption and really getting into some shit. Like, I know a little bit of some, but I don't know enough about art to be fucking with Charisse. Like,
shut up.
I'd be like, hey, Charisse, explain to me, teach me. I don't try to act like I know.
I have to tell my 15-year-old daughter, I said, do shit for motherfuckers who know, not for everybody. We stepped in South Park. It was only two motherfuckers say, you got Pierre Moss on your feet? It's motherfuckers that look like them Bobos, but it's two motherfuckers gonna know that these are Pierre Moss on my feet. Yeah. They don't know about Kirby, but when they do, they will.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
They know now because it's inauguration shit. But before that, no.
That's true. And these old. So I'm like, you know, you know, 99% won't, but then you do it for the 1%.
Exactly.
You know, but.
Well, see, that's the difference between
a conspicuous consumer and a hype beast or buying for clout. But you know, it's a lot of things people do for clout. People buy houses for clout, cars for clout. People even pick their partner for clout.
Like a trophy wife.
Trophy wife, trophy husband.
Trophy
husbands exist. You married your nigga. He's a cornball. But you married him because he made a certain amount of money. He come from a certain family. He got a certain kind of job.
Kanye's a trophy husband to Kim.
He's a trophy husband
for her. Yeah, that's a prime example.
That's crazy.
Jay-Z is a trophy husband for Beyonce.
Very true.
She need that nigga.
Not at all. She didn't need him.
Nah, her daddy Matthew knows she need that nigga.
But then again, who would she date? Like who?
But it was a trophy and filled the void.
They got back together in 2002, 2003. She was still Destiny's Child, Beyonce. He was already.
Nah, but her parents already knew who she was gonna be.
Yeah,
her daddy.
But when she fired that daddy and that nigga became her management.
That was after the marriage. That was way later.
But that's true though. Trophy husbands, trophy wives do exist.
Yeah. People even have, like, that gets back into patriarchy.
Yeah.
Am I saying the word right?
That's patriarchy. Crazy you said that. We have an episode this season for that.
Oh.
Patriarchy.
Yeah. Patriarchy is wild.
Shout out to Morgan.
Black people get married for survival, white people get married for a legacy.
Yeah.
And status.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a white woman to tell you, if he can't provide, we getting ready to argue, because if he can't provide, ain't nothing to talk about.
And when you ask black women, like, what's her dream man? He got a steady job, make good income. Like, white women dream of goddamn
status.
Being a princess.
I about to say.
And keeping their money inside. Like, remember Wu-Tang had that, who was that, Ghostface? He's like, my C's marry your C's.
That's
how we keep Wu-Tang money all up in the family.
But that's nothing new. But, like, you know, we've been so disjointed for that. Like, okay. You know, you're African, okay?
We do that a lot.
Like, yes. So, like, slavery got us on some other shit. Black people on some other shit. But that patriarchy exists in black culture. Black with a capital B.
Yeah.
Like, patriarchy is not exclusive to white people. And marrying to continue a legacy is not exclusive to white people.
Correct, yeah.
Like also, we do it too.
Yeah. That's, even in religion. Religion is God, man, woman, children.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's patriarchy shit.
Mm. Yeah, but that's it. Like, people marry their spouses because it's a good look. Like, listen, girl, we know your nigga is a cornball. It's cool. He's a good look. I understand. I know why you did it. You took one for the team. or your girl, you like, you know what? She all right.
People be friends with motherfuckers for clout.
Woo, ooh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
listen.
Cloudy ass people.
She fucked me up with that one because it's so
click to click.
True.
You jump click to click. You've been on every motherfucking
set. There was a meme that I seen that said, a nigga called another nigga big bro that's big younger bro. Than him.
Oh my God.
Because he got more money than him.
Yeah, you want to listen to your girl, but you go outside and do whatever big bro say.
Yeah, I can't stand no shit like that. Boy, no, I got chicks that's like, want to be a socialite or just, oh, everybody popping, everybody baby mama, everybody husband, everybody white, everybody. It's like, connect with motherfuckers that
it's the
feel
internet,
real
man.
To you.
Yeah. It's the internet.
I met Ebb through a friend.
Uh-huh.
And instantly was like, oh, that's a real bitch. Period. I just like motherfuckers.
It was funny because I didn't think that. I was like, hey, nice to meet you. You know, it was cool. She was like, nah, I knew you wanted to be fucked with. I was like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I knew she wanted to be fucked. Because I can't even say how...
It don't even matter. Yeah, it don't matter how we met each other.
One day I'm going to be able to share this series of events. One day.
Did I tell you how I met Ebb? Have we met Ebb?
No, tell me.
So I did a live podcast with Clint Coley. He got a huge podcast called Advice from a Fuckboy.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Clint.
Yeah, shout out to Clint Coley. And he just was like, yo, he gave me my first shot at just doing a live podcast. So she was just answering questions in the crowd. She was in the crowd just talking. And I'm like,
I was in the crowd. I might as well have been on the panel.
Yo, for real? The whole room knew who she was.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there like, that nigga. This motherfucker dope. And then we're in Charlotte. Like, we're in my city. So I'm like, after the show was over, they were saying, I knew Nita through just from the homies, from her coming to my parties and shit.
Do I know Nita?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. She was like, it's my little cousin.
She was on the Girl Code episode. So I was just like, yo, I fuck with y'all. I was like, yo, you need to be on the episode. Just because off of her vibe, her whole vibe, like she stole the show almost.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm like.
It'll never air.
Nah, he won't air, But damn. That episode was so dope. Like, and she just kept it a buck. And I'm like, that's the kind of people I like to be around.
Yeah, no, seriously, her energy is very authentic. Yeah. And that's what I'm attracted to. It's like, you gotta be careful. Because what I say is that.
It's energy leeches.
How I get it, and that's money or anything or whatever, is more important than me actually getting it.
For sure.
I don't want to be co-signed by a motherfucker.
Exactly.
I don't want to be such and such. No, such and such, and that's how you got. And so the same.
Now, let me get it for being me.
Period. And so the same with my friendships is like, I want to feel like I want to get around you, but like, damn, like you challenge me or like you stimulate me, like I love you. Like, I don't want no girl, you know, she's no such and such. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like
if you see my group of friends, like you might see me with a whole different, like, how the fuck did you know these niggas? And I'm like, because they dope people. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like it don't matter.
Yeah, dope is dope. Yeah, exactly. Like, I go off of energy. Like,
yeah, me too.
Yo,
yeah.
Listen, again, a million bills of coin, you can have $1 million and still be corny. Yeah.
For sure.
Like, and I don't have time to fuck with it.
Nah.
Like, literally no time. There's not like, a minute out of 24 hours I have to
sooner or later, shit. Sooner or later, we going to fall out, number one. Sooner or later, we going to
fall out. I'm going to ghost you.
Yeah.
No. Listen, you're a Scorpio. I'm a Capricorn. Sooner or later, I'm going to tell you.
Because I'm the same way.
Sooner or later, I'm going to tell you that shit is corny. Yeah. Sooner or later, I'm going to be like, hey, listen, real shit. Nah, we not doing that.
Not me. I'm going to just have 100 missed calls.
Yeah, I'm at the point now. I don't
I'm going to let you know before I let you go.
I'm just going
to
stay away from you.
Because
niggas be like, what happened to Mez? I'm like,
nah, I be chilly. I'm in business.
Yeah. I'll be out the way now.
Yeah, that's true. You get older.
Yeah.
But like, I can't handle the clout. I can't handle the clout. Like, listen, you got that Chanel bag.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's $45,000. You probably bought it used. You're probably making a firm payments.
Can you imagine making payments on
No, listen, that's how people doing it now. That's why you see, listen, remember you said never see a bitch with a Chanel bag? Yeah. Now everybody got a fucking Chanel
all
bag because you can make payments on it.
Bitch in the Chanel bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the street niggas want it because they know she got Chanel swag. Straight like that.
That's crazy.
Yo, because money draws money.
But see, I hate the rappers. They create
the rappers
the hype.
Fucked it up.
When that's they true. Say some shit, because I blame Jay-Z for these art lovers. Because
Picasso,
yo, Basquiat on my kitchen corner, go ahead and lean on this shit.
Yeah,
blew you on it.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, like, it just depends who's soaking up that information. Because I soak up that information, I'm like, I need to get into art. But not on some hype beast shit. Like, let me really learn
find
about
out where
this
the wealth
shit.
Is at.
Yeah, because he's teaching me. He's putting me on the game. Mm-hmm. But then some niggas will just buy it just because, but they don't really know the ins and outs to it.
Yeah.
That's when I think those are the hype beasts.
Random. I'm obsessed. I love Gucci. But like old school Gucci. Which is the new school Gucci is really old school Gucci. He went back in the archives.
Mm-hmm.
Alessandro went back in the archives.
I love Alessandro Michele.
I'm obsessed. with Gucci because I'm obsessed with Silk. I love, if you know anything about me, I am obsessed with Silk clothes.
Yeah.
Like the drape of Silk is just something else. But like people
it
like
just sits, it just lays.
It lay different. Yeah. But like people's like Gucci this and Gucci that or this Gucci ain't Tom Ford Gucci. Nah, you gotta go all the way back in the archives and in the story. It's so crazy. It's fucking murder, deceit, all kind of shit in that family's history. Mm-hmm. Like
in Gucci?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like
all the fashion houses.
Yes, but like, you know, you talking about that and people is like, oh, this shit is old. They went and got this out. This print is from 1960 something, and they went and threw it on a shirt.
Same with Baccarat. Like that's this shit. Like a honey Creed. That shit is still family owned. 100 years old. Like hype beast.
Creed whenever
is expensive
it's expensive, but it's still family owned, and it's like damn near 100 years old. But it's like crazy. It feels so new when people just get on stuff, and it's like no, you guys understand. Like okay,
like today, I would never buy Baccarat because I feel like it's a thing.
I got it for Christmas, but it's so
you would never
it's
buy good. What?
Like Baccarat. Uh-huh. Because now everybody has ruined it. It's a perfume.
It's
a perfume.
Exactly. What it is. Everybody's been talking about it lately. What happened to where every woman wants it now?
White women.
Probably named in the song.
White women. Mm-mm.
No, white women been wearing that shit.
It been wearing it, but it's like even black women want it too, but it's some white women shit. Like, oh, don't get it twisted. White women clout chase too. Yeah. They buy their little motherfucking Tory Burch, that sandal that I hate with that goddamn emblem on the front.
Yeah.
They buy their little bag, their little Neverfull. Like, no, white women do it too. It's not just black people. So let's be clear.
No, I was just talking specifically about
the Baccarat. Exactly. I don't fucking know where, but I can't because.
I think some rap song name.
Was it a rap song?
Probably. Because all of a sudden, every minority chick wants it now. And it's like, that shit is.
At $450 a bottle? Some change a bottle?
And you know, one thing that they say about wealth, about things like that, is like, if you can't buy it.
I want my oils from the oil man.
If you can't buy something 2 to 3 times over, like if you can't afford to buy
it,
then you can't afford it. And you shouldn't buy it.
No.
But that's not, so first of all, you know, I love getting into the economics of things. That's not how our economy works.
No.
The economy in America thrives on people buying more than they can afford credit.
That's why debt.
Economics,
debt.
They love the idea and the ideology of
conspicuous consumption.
They love that
run this country.
Exactly.
That run this
capitalism.
Country. You could
my mama
you don't need a Mercedes. You can buy a Toyota.
See, mama speaking of which, my husband came home with a Mercedes and I was so upset. Like we got in an argument. I was like, I can't drive this. I don't want to drive. The next week he took it back and I got me a Toyota. Because it's $25 Phillips. I'm thinking like, I don't want to fucking pay $93. Yeah. And like if something happened and I gotta do like
the brakes alone.
I don't want
triple
it.
The
I
amount.
And then motherfuckers think
and the tires is unilateral.
And they think stuff about you. It sends off a message that I don't want to send. Like I don't want motherfuckers to feel like I'm high on the hog. I just I'm not.
That's the signaling that I was talking about.
You don't need to I don't need the signal.
A motherfucker will buy a 2012 Mercedes that cost the same as a 2020 Toyota.
Yeah.
You got the game emblem. Fucked up. You got the game
like,
fucked
nigga,
up.
Nigga, this Mercedes you bought has 150,000 miles on it. And you going to the mechanic within 2 weeks.
Like
it's not
I just
worth
it's
it.
But that's how this country works.
But see, that's what we was talking about, plastic surgery, and it's like motherfuckers risking their life just for a nigga boy. You got a fat ass?
Yeah.
Hey, you better grab this flat ass and love it. Okay, this ass is little and be happy.
But it's like, you got to understand. Like, I don't know. And again, that's one thing too, because.
I mean, your ass is fat, so it's hard. You can't say that. Your ass is fat. It is. Yeah, like fat ass, chicks with fat asses cannot tell chicks with no asses. Yeah,
should have
made a drink. Like, it's hard when your ass is little.
I got wild.
Listen, little booties matter. I'm the president of the flat ass club. Like, it's just different.
But what we were saying earlier is like
I don't want to pay for no ass though.
You cannot buy style. Like
no.
I know motherfuckers who go to the thrift store and be super fucking fly. You're like, yo, your style is so crazy.
I only thrift.
And that's dope because when I looked on your page, I'm like, oh, this is a dope ass page. Everything about it is dope.
Thank you.
And I'm just like, you don't have, but a motherfucker.
It's forced though. Like when I was growing up. Like my mom, that's why I went school shopping and everything. I hated it then though, cause you know everybody got the damn soldieries on.
Yeah. You want some soldieries?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's what y'all. Yeah.
And this podcast, not on the front, like it's a global podcast. So what are soldieries for those who don't know? Those are the Reeboks,
that's a Charlotte
right?
thing. Well, it's really a New Orleans thing. Like, yeah, correct me, but it's Reeboks. It's the Reeboks with
Clap, yeah. Clap, Reebok glasses.
The reason
glasses.
They call them Soldierese is because Soldier Slim from New Orleans Correct. Used to wear them.
Right, but yeah. And that was the shit at one time, and then it flipped instantly, and then Soldierese, sure. You be like, oh, nigga, you got the Soldierese, and I end up in a fight. Because yeah. they became
Because your mama
shit.
Got, she yeah. got shoe trend shoes.
Correct. Yeah.
2 for $59.99.
So, I didn't get, my mama only thrift shop, so it forced me to be creative because I wasn't going to Rainbow. At the time, that was the popping thing. And so I had to, like, make some shit work.
Yeah.
But I'm God rest her soul. I love her so much. And I'm so glad that she raised me that way because now I don't put value on things because I see shit go on sale. And I'm yeah. like, that was the worth in the first place. So now I'm only attracted to, like, unique things.
And, yeah.
like,
but now your sustainability is dope. And now it's now it's conspicuous consumption. Now motherfuckers want to wear vintage Levi's. Yeah.
Correct. And that's my real life.
But that's your real life.
Same with when I purchased a home. I didn't want to live in that neighborhood that was HOA. I wanted a home that was at least 50 or 60 years older. I wanted to do like rehab. I love mid-century modern. I love Frank Lloyd Wright, who's a mid-century modern designer that designed Fallen Water. And that's yeah. my favorite architect. But mm-hmm. sorry.
No, go ahead. Get my bad.
No, but so sure. I like people say they love my house. I can't wait till y'all come. But I say, and it's truthful, y'all wouldn't choose my house because even right now, I don't have heat or air. I got heaters plugged up in my house right now.
Yeah,
it's a process and I'm in love with the process. And I did a 9-month renovation.
Yeah.
But what's the word?
People don't conspicuous consumption.
Get me together.
People don't want to love the process. So like, for example, her house is mid-century modern. I'll give you an example. You know, you got all these white people going into these black neighborhoods, yeah. buying these houses, and they're buying them right now. They not waiting on the neighborhood to turn.
Yeah.
Black people, we not in love with the process. Mm-mm. We want the right. instant gratification. Not just, I think just people in general Ooh, with new money.
Say that word again. Instant gratification.
Instant gratification. You're not thinking about the long term.
Mm-hmm. I want it right now.
Most people do not understand buying a home is to produce generational wealth and equity for the next generation.
What's the
It is not
you
for
said?
You.
The sweater you said you're going to
stop selling. Don't sell your grandma's house.
So, or even your parents' house. So when you buy a house, right mm-hmm. now you're buying a house. Mostly if you're a homeowner, house. You are buying a house now to build equity and equality for the next generation.
Yeah.
You not putting in your blood, sweat, and tears to pay off that house for your ass.
Yeah.
That is for your kids.
But see, I'm going to tell you what happened, Eb. They tricked us into believing that the suburbs is better. These big ass bonus rooms and closets yeah. and shit got us out of inner city, got us in the neighborhood where we could blow the other house and it go down this bonus size and all this stuff. They told us the brick houses, the 1,000 square feet or 1,200 square
feet
enough. Too small.
Yeah. No,
they tricked us out of moving out so they could move
kids.
In.
Exactly. My grandma raised 3 kids, 2-bedroom house. Why the fuck can't
they
you
told
do
us
Everybody
that
don't need their own room.
Listen, right. when they became with these bonus side houses and these communities, these suburbs and these bonus ass rooms and
people want space, conspicuous consumption.
And these cheap ass fixtures, they was like, wow, we ain't got to live down there in 2-3 bedrooms. And now they want them. So it's like, it was the foolery. But in our culture, they going down right now, get off of your grandma $150,000 cash, which she never seen it in a lump sum. It's like a lottery. But she can't live nowhere for $150,000.
Like my pops has his house paid off for, right? All the time, like if I go there just to kick it with
Mail.
Him, pick up my son, anything, he'd be like, yo, like a phone call ring, he'd just hear it and he'd hang up. I'm like, who was that? He'd be like, they keep calling and asking me if I want $300,000 for my house. And then he's like, what am I going to do after that with the $300,000?
Nothing.
Because
like,
you can't get another house.
And then the money ain't worth the same shit. Like mm-hmm. inflation, all that, like the, mm-hmm. the dollar, they're printing so much money. Mm-hmm. Money's worth nothing.
Nothing.
There's a word for that.
What's that?
It is called, they call it pushing on a string. Quantitative easing. That's the word.
Quantitative easing.
They call it pushing on a string. Making more money and credit available for you.
Yeah.
And the reason they call it pushing on a string is because if I give you a string and you pull it, it's a reaction.
Exactly.
Pushing on a string is the problem with quantitative easing,
mm-hmm.
which is if I give you a string and I push it, it don't mean you're going to pull.
True.
Just because you make more money available doesn't mean people are going to spend more.
Mm. Right.
Or invest more, but that's what they try to do.
But
it's called quantitative easing.
But you also fuck up the damn balance of it. Like it's like if there's more money, my dollar means less.
It means less, but people don't care. They just want
fucking up the game, bitch. You get no love.
Pimp C, right? What was that? Pimp C,
trash for like
the trash like the fuck for $40 in the club.
Fucking up the game.
You're fucking up the game.
Exactly.
You get no love.
That's why Bitcoin, if that shit keeps going, it's gonna fuck everything up because the dollar means nothing anymore. Like if you have money saving We're not even gonna go into that.
Yeah, that's another episode. Yeah, 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 that's another episode. Yeah.
But just know people are neighborhooding for us.
Yeah.
Here's conspicuous consumption.
That's the alcohol too, because I gotta stop every time I say it too.
So conspicuous consumption, because that's my shit. So if you go in a realtor takes you around, right? Realtor take you to a white neighborhood, you automatically think it's all right. Realtor take you don't ask if they cooking meth, if the crackers cooking meth.
They want me to say
cracker, old fade, none of that.
Don't, please. Hold on.
The views and opinions you hear are totally of the guest, not Mez Drinks and Chill.
She done dropped the whole mic. They didn't want me to say conspicuous consumption.
New voice. So, you go, realtor shows you the house. You don't, and it's white people, they don't ask you. You don't ask no questions about what the white people doing, if they making meth in the house next door, because it happens.
Yeah.
Or if they doing anything else, you don't check. But the minute they show you a mixed neighborhood with a little bit of black people, a little bit of brown people, you like, I don't know what them niggas doing. I don't know about them niggas.
Yeah. That's because your brain is trained to think that it's wrong. And it's like,
because you want the prestige, and prestige is always associated with what's white. But what you really don't know is prestige is associated with what brown and black people are doing, because we drive the culture.
Yeah. Facts.
All they doing is regurgitating your own shit to you.
Yeah.
They're going to move into the neighborhood, make it expensive, and then resell it to you.
Exactly.
Until you can't afford it. It's prestigious now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
We got the I like art type girl here. How does it feel to be a real connoisseur of culture?
Yes.
There's so much that I don't know, you know.
But you know a lot.
Don't play yourself.
And the crazy thing is, no, that's dope, because they say the smartest person or wise person knows that they don't really know much.
Yeah, yeah, and I know that.
The smartest person in the room knows where to go ask a question. You don't know everything.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, with conspicuous
consumption, the creditor.
Yeah, exactly. We need that. The alcohol.
We're gonna put that on some t-shirts too.
Yeah, I need to.
And we drinking Snoop Dogg
19 crimes.
It's Snoop. Holla, Mez.
For sure, man. Let me get some of them endorsements. Okay. But one thing I try to do a little bit of research about this once you send me the text about it or whatever. And this dude was saying something dope, like, you buy a Lamborghini and you get in that driver's seat when you're driving, that shit is not for you. Everybody else is the one seeing it. Like, you only thing you see is the fucking road, whether you're in a Lamborghini or a Toyota. All you see is the same shit. It's what other people are seeing, and that's why you're buying
it. You understand that's what a wedding is, right?
I totally understand what that is. Totally.
Like,
I want to hit every fucking horn
as a man is about to get married.
I've been married three times.
Really?
Yes, I'm 31.
Yeah.
And I've had a courthouse wedding. I had an over $30,000 wedding, and I got married in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I know when I got married, it was a wedding that I did not want. I didn't feel nothing. It was a party that was planned for everybody else. Yes. It was like, just to say,
I feel like a wedding is just something to get up. You get a bunch of, you spend a bunch of money to get a bunch of motherfuckers drunk that's gonna judge you.
That's it. I'm about to say, they're gonna air, it's gonna be somebody like, the food could have been better. The dress could have been.
The chicken was dry.
Exactly.
I never wanted that. I was like, listen, I didn't want it.
DJ was whack. Why they got that singer?
You know what I'm saying?
Who you did this
It wasn't for? No Cristal. They were drinking White Star.
That's what I'm saying. It's beautiful when it's only for the people.
Yeah.
And it's just you and that person and maybe a handful of friends.
The people who really fuck with
that's
you.
It.
That's all that
it's
matters.
It, but, like,
but that's what matters in life when it comes to buying a house, buying a car, when it comes to the art that you may be into, when it comes to the hobbies that you may be into. Because I'm sure art and music is a hobby for you. It's a thing that you love. Like, as long as it makes sense to you, forget what everybody else thinks about it.
When you listen to the real estate, the little things on HGTV, people like, well, what are you looking for? And they be like, well, we host a lot. Like, where are you buying a house for motherfuckers to come over?
That's a lot of the questions. I can't remember. What's the white dude name with the tattoos on HGTV?
Oh,
he kind of looked Asian a little bit, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does the lottery show too. The people who just won a lottery.
That's crazy. I was literally watching that this morning. No bullshit. And he asked them that. He said, do y'all host a lot? And I'm like, what the fuck does that matter? Nigga, I want to know where I'm laying my head at.
Like, when they say that, the first thing they say is, we host a lot, so yeah. we need. And I'm like, really? That's like 1% of your time.
That's what I'm saying.
How people often buy people buy a house for the life they want, not the life they actually live. Mm. That's how realtors sell houses. You need a bigger house for the life you want. I never forget. I went with some friends of mine that were considering buying a bigger house. Yo, the realtor wanted, the bitch wanted to kill me. Okay. Yeah. She was like, oh, we're going to entertain. I was like, nobody come to y'all house now. Y'all live out in the middle of nowhere. Bruh, just because you buy a bigger house, somebody's coming. She was like, oh, my mom can have her own suite. Girl, your mom just sold her house to downsize to a fucking condo. Yeah. She ain't coming here.
I have 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. I literally use 1 bathroom, 1 bedroom. That's it. Like, my son don't leave. He don't go in his room ever. Mm-mm. Like, we literally only occupy maybe 2 rooms in the whole house.
Will black folk get back to what we need? Oh, just man. Only our necessities? Because that's what it was. When we was
that's not America. That's not how America is designed to work.
But when we was it's not black people. It's white too. Square foot houses.
Yeah.
Everything we had, we used. Will right. we get back to that?
Never.
Oh, man. No, we would create wealth when we do that.
No. White, black, brown, Asian, yellow, green, blue is never getting back because that's how this economy works.
I think it's just once you put your feet on American soil, eventually
that's America.
You will get
that's America. Consume more. Capitalism gonna cap if don't nothing else happen.
They're gonna be like, you buy the 2020 next year. 2021's out. 2022 is out. You gotta get the new one. iPhones. Think about how many motherfuckers go.
I was on an iPhone 6.
Apple monopolized the industry. Remember, we used to have like a fucking Razor phone and all that. The
BlackBerry and all type of shit.
They monopolized this motherfucker.
Yeah. But listen, the American way is buy more than you can afford. When you start getting into that, I'm fascinated with economics and just I don't know a whole bunch of shit. A little bit of shit.
Yeah.
But when you get into the Green New Deal and how the suburbs was created and allowing people like the credit card. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The credit card used to be metal.
Really?
Oh, credit cards.
Like the black card still is.
Yeah, metal.
Yeah. Oh, my American Express is straight metal. Like,
yeah, just, old credit card is metal because it was a plate. It was a plate.
Yeah.
It was a plate and you had to pay the bill at the end of the month. But like that was a new way. Like even on some other shit. Like, the next thing they're going to have to do is legalize marijuana because they ain't got no more money to go get. They already done let gay people get married. And that was to prop up the housing market from 2008. But that's another episode for another time. Mm-hmm. They want to get them people no rights. They just wanted people to be able to legally go into debt together.
Exactly.
Of course. That's all it was. It wasn't about love.
It wasn't about love. It was how can you...
America's always going to be about money.
How can you prop up this economy? So the next thing will be... Weed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weed is going legal federally. Just hang on.
Yeah, it got to.
Remember, this episode,
but
I said
still, you can even if it does go federal, though, state to state, you still can make up your own rules.
States' rights.
Yeah.
And states' rights, that's some other shit. There's a documentary called The Reagans on HBO or Showtime. It's on one of them networks. But you should go watch it.
It might be on Netflix.
No, it's not on Netflix. It's on cable. It's either on HBO or Showtime. Okay. One of the two. But it's called The Reagans.
Oh, I thought you said Reagan.
Reagans, like Ronald Reagan. Ronald Wilson Reagan.
That motherfucker was...
Whoa, he wasn't even a devil. Reagan was just motherfucking trying to get on. Like, when you go really watch it.
Listen, Reagan was low-key worse than Trump. Motherfuckers always...
No. Make America great.
A lot of people don't know that.
Make America great was a Ronald Reagan slogan. You got to go back. When I watched that shit, I thought my head was going to explode.
His wife, Nancy's a devil too.
Yeah, no, that Nancy started it all.
That bitch brought drugs into the country and then started the war on drugs. Yo, I'm like, bitch, how you do
Nancy's that? Nancy's mama married a man who was a surgeon who was basically like the modern day version of a right wing person.
Yeah.
And that's what got Reagan off into that other shit.
Because he was an actor or something before.
Yeah, but he was a Democrat too. You gotta go watch it. But that's where states' rights come in.
I'll watch it, but I've done my history on Reagan and I know he ain't.
When you watch this shit, you're gonna be like, wow. Yeah. Basically, Trump just warmed over this nigga track.
But here's
platform.
The thing, like I said on Facebook the other day, people got mad at me and I said, in order for you to be the leader of the free world, you know how much motherfucking corruption, even man. Obama, there's no way. So I said, so it's a bunch of righteous motherfuckers in the White House? Like, come ain't on no now. Like, thing. I love the imagery, but let's be real. Yeah. To make it to that point, you know how much fucking corruption you sign
people
on for?
People be so mad at me when I say certain things about the Obamas, and they're like, I'm like, I just...
Michelle be looking good, though.
That's it. The imagery is beautiful, imagery. But... Come on now.
Come on now. You have to be some sort of devil to get up there, like
like to get all the way there. Do you not? Yo, listen.
Not being one,
even at work, you can't. Even in corporate America, you can only go so far without the bullshit.
Yeah. That's
and that's facts. You can only go so far without the bullshit. Do you know how much motherfucking
corporate dollar
motherfucking jugging I do at work?
Listen, the corporate dollar to be accepted. First of all, the politics don't even
Citizens United is some bullshit. Need
don't
to be
even
abolished.
Run. It's the billionaires. They're puppets. So I'm like, in Obama book sales, $60 million.
Man, that's crazy.
Listen,
he made way more money.
That motherfucker signed a deal with the devil to get that far.
For sure, man.
But niggas love it.
They love it. Man.
Everybody love it.
But for conspicuous
consumption. We gonna have everybody mad. It's gonna be listen.
It's all good.
Mess.
Yeah.
No, it's real. Though.
It can be controversial.
Truth to power. Know,
facts.
You gonna get all the messages.
People love it though. Like I never really get too much hate. It might be one or two things that people say, oh, I didn't agree with this, but they understand why we feel the way we do. But on real shit, 90% of the people who hit me up, they love the fucking podcast.
I'm more Malcolm than Martin. Like Martin got a street on every city. It's very rare you hear goddamn Malcolm Boulevard.
Malcolm X Boulevard.
No, hell no. There ain't no schools.
I'm more of a Malcolm X type of
Me
dude.
Me too. So I'm saying if I was going to get shot anyway, I'm going to go down shooting truth to power. Fuck the statue.
I don't know if y'all fuck with Pusha T. He has one of my favorite lines. He said, I never understood Martin Luther with his speech with the whole world watching me turn the other cheek. Never. And that shit just... And I don't get it twisted. And sometimes people hear that.
I be having my issues with Terry
from
time to time.
I fuck with Martin because... I think you do
meant
both
well.
Sides of the coin.
He meant well.
You know what I'm saying? But I think...
Nobody has 100% of the answers.
No. Nah, the last couple years of his life, he said he made a mistake.
Oh, he integrated his people into a burning house.
Yes, because in his mind, the whole dream, he didn't take...
He wanted equality for us.
Their mindset was going to be the same. Our physical bodies was going to be amongst you, but you can't change their mentality. And that's what we're going through today.
Yeah. That's true.
It is. But like said earlier in pre-production, we in the middle of a renaissance and people need to be, hang on to your pictures, hang on to your
shit. She might have said that
ephemera. She did. No, you did. You did.
I didn't say that.
You said it too.
I didn't say we was in are in a renaissance. People.
Hang on to your.
Yeah.
Like the Harlem.
Hang on to your what?
Hang on to your ephemera.
Yeah.
And what's ephemera?
All the magazine articles now, all the newspaper articles now. All that one day is going to mean something to the children because they're going to whitewash history. Mm-hmm. But nah, you got the real shit.
And the real shit going to be worth what? Greenbacks.
Store it,
greenbacks, too.
Because I ain't going to be no newspaper soon. Everything's going to be online.
That's a fact, man. I definitely appreciate
y'all
coming
through,
man.
The book of Eli, the book of
Charisse. Yes. Charisse, you got to come back.
I will be back.
You sure?
No,
we're
gonna
hold you to it.
I love it here.
Ebony always come through with the dope guests.
The key to the city.
Ideas.
She's the key to the city.
She's real Charlotte.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, everybody know her.
Mm-hmm. She is PR for Mess.
Yes, she really is. Yeah. Like the two people who I always hear the most great feedback from is you and Asia.
Right? Oh, I love Asia. Yo, listen, you need to have Charisse and Asia back for the Marry Unmarried episode.
Married?
Because Charisse is married and Asia not married yet. I want to hit a Married Unmarried episode with Charisse and Asia. And I just want to listen. Yeah. I don't be quiet.
Yeah, pull up. We could get that to work. We definitely
That's the
do
one.
That. We might put that episode out by itself. Like just
No,
it
like,
one,
yeah,
one,
that
one.
Need to go by itself.
Yeah.
For real.
All right. Well, then that was an episode of Measuring. Where can they find y'all at?
They can find me at Charisse Terry or they can find me at Black Ephemera.
Eb?
C-H-E-R-E-R. Damn,
that's the alcohol. It's all good.
That's that 19 crime.
What is C H E R Y S E T E R
T E R R Y?
Go ahead.
At ESF79.
Mm-hmm.
No dick pics, thanks.
Yeah, stay out her DMs with that.
Actually,
nasty shit.
Send the dick pics there.
So they go to group chat.
Over 6 inches, she said.
That's another episode of Measurings and Chill. I appreciate y'all for fucking with me. I appreciate y'all for everything that y'all do. Whenever y'all listen to these episodes, please take a screenshot and share it. Send it to everybody you know. I need all the support I can get. I appreciate y'all. That was Big Bags, the first song that y'all heard off the Adventures of the Bad Luck Bags. Excuse me, that's the alcohol talking. I'm about to play another song. I'm going to play Playoffs. This is one of my favorite tracks from Big Bags. Holla at us.
I can't buy a body, shouldn't see its way out. damage. I'm trying to get his weight off. Yeah. I go so hard like I'm trying to make the playoffs. Yeah. I go so hard.
Season I've been practicing, all season I've been killing shit. 6 feet is where my partners went. Damn, I ain't been the same since. 80s baby, but the 90s raised me. Decatur made me, can't forget about my fam. Cold heart, cause the streets don't give a damn. Play a part or you'll get demolished. You'll turn up and get turned to particles. Burn one, making DJs fond of you is hard to do sometimes. Cause some aren't act too cool sometimes. So I stick to my guns. I hang with the ones that was down with me when I had none. Keep that OG in my lungs. This battle's already won. How do you feel? Stepping on stay with the real. Knowing that you might get killed if you got me on video, send me a steal. Shot. You know the trap steel. 400 degrees, classic in the streets. I'm just trying to make one of these. Chasing the cheese, avoiding the traps. Phony homies turning police on me. Call me sticky fingers, got the codeine on me. Flexing on them, no rollie on me. Whoa, Kemosabe host in the lobby for us. Getting poured, more shit in store. Did some shit you can't ignore. Niggas telling them there's no reward. I don't get it. Did you think you was getting an award?
I can't all this shit and see it's way out. Yeah. Like a fake bitch, I'm trying.